to be a sanctuary, pure and holy,
tried and true, with thanksgiving.
I'll be a
sing it unto him now.
Lord, prepare me to be your sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true.
Do you believe it?
With thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Amen. To be a sanctuary for the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to see everybody out. If you'd like turning your Bibles, turn back where we've been reading from Daniel 9:20. 4 through 27. Now remember, this coming Saturday will be the Bible study here at 6 o'clock. So keep that in mind and just remember it, you know, and be here with us at 6 o'clock. All right, now we're also, Brother Longoria couldn't take the fellowship meeting this month, you know, and so I volunteered us to take it to where we could have the fellowship meeting and not have to have a month without one, you know. And so the sisters, we're asking you, if you would, to fix for it and to do the things, but we'll give you a break on the next one, because the Lord willing, in April, we will be having the fellowship meeting, but that week will fall, or that meeting will fall during the time that we have the time down at Gainesville Junior College, because we've got the place leased, we're planning on having it, and as of right now, Brother Biscoll is tentative schedule to come to speak for us for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for Easter weekend. Then that would be the fellowship meeting time, so we will not be cooking for, you know, or anything for that one, because it would be too much for everybody trying to come in, and we're going to be announcing it and all from, you know, now on out to where everybody can gather, and we've got a place that we can see at least like 750 people or something. And nothing like the expense that we were paying up at Gainesville, you know, a couple of years ago. But that is just a tentative schedule as far as Brother Biscoll is. But as far as us, we're still planning on having the meeting, you know, and everything will be scheduled for that weekend, you know, of the Easter weekend. So we pray that the Lord would bless us and, you know, and everything we try to do, because it'd be a missionary work, you know, for trying to help the missionaries and getting the word out and things like that. So just pray one for another, but just remember that. Any other announcements? I generally forget. So, right. We haven't heard anything. Talked with him the other day, but it was not mentioned. So we don't know anything as of right now, you know, of what to do. And also, too, we were thinking about on the Bible study time is, you know, to try to come up with a topic, like, and to, you know, talk on that topic style, you know, so that way we can cover something, then we can still have all of the, you know, cover it for a part, and then we can have all the questions and answers of all the other things, but just kind of set a topic. So keep that in your mind to where that we could, you know, we could set something and say, well, I don't understand this, so let's cover it that way, you know, and that would be fine, okay? All right. Daniel 9:24-27. Father, we thank you for your loving grace unto us. We thank you for the day and the hour that we're living upon the earth. We pray that you would just lead each and every one of us in understanding of you. We thank you for the weekend that we had, Lord, and we really enjoyed it. Brother Wilson and them, Father, being with us, and we Thank you for being with all of them on their way home. And we pray that you would just bless them and guide them. And we appreciate you. Just have your way now. As we read your word, you come and speak to our hearts and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. Daniel 9, 24 through 27. Well, let's just go 25 through. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah shall be, unto the Messiah the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the walls even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. So you may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, I put a drawing back there that we'll try to use some off of in a minute, and you'll see immediately that it is the drawing that Brother Branham made that you were given just a few weeks ago or months or so ago there. And if you have it with you, then you can follow it, you know, and that'll help you to understand maybe if you can't see that far and to see the point. But we have some if you don't have one tonight. Anybody need one? All right, Sister Gail needs one. Just if anybody needs one, Wade, go ahead and pass them out. Now, this makes 3 Wednesday nights in a row, you know, that I've been speaking. I spoke before, but I mean the 3 Wednesdays in a row. And I believe it was message number 7 that we titled it, The Key to Understand the 70 Weeks. You know, the key to understand the 70 weeks. All right. Then we preached the last message last Wednesday on was the revelation that revealed the 70 weeks. You know, I mean, that was, you may have just got part of the title as to like the key, and then maybe the revelation. But that was what I was speaking on, was the things to the things to understand the 70 weeks is to follow Brother Branham and believe what he said. You know, and go in that line. And then we talked about the revelation that revealed, which went on into the time of where Brother Branham would not only say 70 weeks of 490 years, but he said 70 weeks equals 7 years. You know, and that was after the only time that he mentions 490 years, the only time he is covering the weeks is in the book of the Daniel 70 weeks. You know, but then after then, he was speaking and he would say 70 weeks equals 7 years. Well, I was trying to show you that was a parable, you know, of the entire 70 weeks. That was what we was talking about last Wednesday. The entire 70 weeks then would be a parable, because the prophet said there in the Daniel 70 weeks, the paragraph 50, I think it was, or 51 of the 70th week, that he says that all Bible and all of scriptures are given in parable. All right. So then there's a long, complicated story, as you see, going across to Israel. Brother Brown said this should have went right on the cross, but he put the Gentile dispensation into it. And that drawing I've had ever since I went to Jeffersonville in 1968. So if there's anybody has anything older or something that's not correct, we'd be glad to have it, you know, and to see what it is. But I was kind of tickled there a while ago because I know we had ballpoint pens, but I was thinking about a man that I told you about that had written down that he had fed his brother and had him to hand sign for 50 or 60 years, you know, that he had fed him his meals and had him to hand sign things, you know. Well, he'd done a pretty good job copying his signature, but he forgot one thing. This was back in the 40s, you know, 50s. He forgot and he filled it out with a ballpoint pen. Well, I kind of was thinking about that, you know, because he didn't have them back then, kids. Y'all don't know, you know, we were still almost in the inkwell coming out, you know, thing 40 years ago. But I was thinking, you know, that somebody come up with a drawing and send it to you, and it'd be a beautiful drawing with a fancy pen drawn out today. You'd say, well, hey, wait a minute, this don't look right. I'm just saying I believe that is the one that was used because I got it back there in 1968, and that's as far as anybody knew. I may, as a matter of fact, have gotten it in 67 because I may have gotten it from Brother Moat, but I believe that I got it when we went to Jeffersonville the first time in 1968. But, you know, now, I'm trying to get you to see something, and we've covered the fact that Israel, that God is going to deal with Israel according to the Bible and according to the prophet, that God would deal with Israel 70 weeks, which would be each week equaling 7 years, that would be 490 years that he would deal with Israel. And like I told you, that was very odd that Jesus said to forgive a man 70 times 7, which would be the 490, to show you forgiveness. I don't believe that was an accident. I believe it was there. But now, we know for sure, according to the drawing, and we'll get to the scriptures in a minute, that God dealt with Israel for 69 weeks, which would be 483 years. Because it's seven years, you know, for each week. All right, everybody with me? Each week, 7 years. I'll read these in a minute, but it's making a statement where you'll think about it. And as he did, it comes out to be 483 years that he dealt with Israel, or deals with Israel, dealt with Israel up until Calvary, and then the 1 week would, you know, would come out to make it 7 more years to be 490. All right. But now, I tried to get you to see a point, you know, and I'm just getting down to a basis of picking up, that the great Jehovah God dwelt with Israel through the prophets. Right? And he told them to restore the temple. And then there were many prophets from the time of the restoration, starting of the temple, which was, we'll give those dates even to the prophet, giving them of March the 14th, you know, as we go along in a minute. But God dealt with Israel up until Calvary. But now, I tried to make a point to you, and I hope it's understood, because we're not Trinitarians, but yet God dealt through the prophets. Right? He dealt with Israel through the prophets. He never came himself personally. He would speak, thus saith the Lord, through the prophets. And that was great. But yet he was not there in flesh to speak to them. Alright? But then, Jesus Christ came on earth. God in human flesh. Not another God. The same God. Dwelling in human flesh, and God came down to deal with Israel in human flesh. You know, God with us. Emmanuel, the Bible says. God with us. Alright? So then he dealt with Israel how long? Jesus preached 3.5 years, didn't he? Alright? See? Then he was cut off. You know? Alright? Then in the end time, he's going to return to Israel after the rapture of the church, and he's going to preach 3.5 years to them. So that's the 7 years of the ministry of Jesus Christ. And Brother Branham, no matter what you want to think of this, that, or the other, he never changed nowhere. He always taught that there were 7 years of the ministry of Jesus Christ. 3.5 back there, 3.5 over here. All right. See, then in doing that, then he brought it down to a position to where that we could understand. Alright? Now, see, in the end time now, it'll be, as I said, back there it was 3.5 years of the ministry of Jesus Christ in human flesh. In the end time, he's going to be through two prophets. Right? See? Because they rejected the right. Now, this is a personal opinion, okay? I'll give you a personal opinion. Now just cancel this out if you want to, out of your mind, but it's just a thought. See, he dealt with them in flesh for 3.5 years. Alright? Had they accepted him, he would have brought 3.5 more years to them right there. Had they accepted him, he would have given them the full promise of the time that he promised to deal with them in ministry-wise. He would have brought it right there. Of course, we would have been out of the picture. See, and that would have still been God dealing in human flesh with Israel. All right? But they rejected that. Now listen to what I'm trying to get you to see in the Bible. See, they rejected the right of sonship. They rejected the right of God speaking to them. And like it was back there then, that when Israel said, don't let God speak to us anymore. Right? You remember? Don't let God speak to us, speaking to Moses. That Moses, you go find out what he's got to say, and you come and tell us. Because they were afraid to stand in the presence of Almighty God. And I'm trying to show you the Bible is so perfect to look like, look what it would have been had there not been a rejection. God would have went right on dealing with them with the last 3.5 years of his ministry, and it would have been over with. But because they turned that down, then he does not. Now listen, here's my point. I said this is just a point of mine. Then isn't it a coincidental thing that he doesn't go back dealing with them as 3.5 years in flesh? Because they rejected that. They rejected God in flesh. So he had to revert back to sending them prophets. You understand what I'm saying? He had to revert back to sending them prophets. He couldn't deal with them. He won't be dealing over there with them as Jesus Christ in flesh. You know, 16 element flesh, body. He'll be dealing with them with two prophets. But the reason he deals with them with the two prophets is because they rejected and would not hear him, just as they rejected back there and said, don't let God speak to us. See, they actually said, let man speak to us. Moses, you go find it out, and we'll do it. Don't let man speak to us. God speak to us, lest we die. And see, if they could have just realized that man that was standing on the shores of Galilee that was preaching the message was Almighty God in human flesh, you and I wouldn't be here. So I thank God that they rejected it. I hate it for their situation. But they're going to be, the chosen of Israel is going to be given eternal life anyway. We're glad to learn that from the fifth seal Jew. See, this covered under the fifth seal. The true Israelites would be given eternal life will be given eternal life anyway, so there's no losing of them. Now, not every Israelite. Because Paul knew that all Jews wouldn't, all Israel wasn't Israel. He knew that, see. And he could cover it. Alright, but now listen, never have I tried to preach anything in all of the years I've tried to preach that would be contrary to Brother Branham that I know of, that would be contrary to him, and I have never believed that he believed in a 7 years ministry after the rapture. I've never believed that. Because he said it. He never said in the Daniel 70-week series that there would be a 7-year ministry of Jesus Christ after the rapture. Find it. He said there would be 3.5 years of the ministry of Jesus Christ. It's in the 70-weeks book. He said there would only be 3.5 years of the ministry of Jesus Christ. So he never believed that there would be 1 week of ministry after the rapture. He never believed that. I have never believed that. I have never taught that. I've tried to show what he said was right, and that's what, if you don't get nothing tonight, this may be a boring mathematical calculation. But I want you to see the perfection of the Bible and the perfection of a man that was a seventh grade educational person that probably couldn't even figure it on a computer if you were to give him one, and he probably couldn't handle the calculator. If they'd have even brought it to it. You know, I'm not throwing off on his illiteracy because I think he was the smartest man I know of in the world. Because smartness don't deal on how much education you got or how much you can read or write. Smartness deals on how much God can deal with you. Alright? Now, but I want you to see, and just put the title now, the Bible reveals the 70 weeks. Now, don't say 70th week now. Write what I say to you. The Bible reveals the 70 weeks. Or, I contend and believe, and always have believed, since I read what the prophet said, and saw it, and preached it there in 74, that I still believe today, that Brother Branham and the Bible, according to the drawing that was given unto us, and the Bible are perfectly identical. of what they revealed or what they showed. Because he always turned us back to the Bible. Right? Now, he always gives us back to the Bible. All right. But now, get what I'm saying. There's only 7 years of the ministry of Jesus Christ to Israel. And 3.5 years has already come, and 3.5 years will come after the rapture. All right? But the problem is when Brother Branham said that there was 1 week after the rapture. See, everybody immediately clicked on to thinking that he was meaning there's 1 week of ministry after the rapture. He never said that. Show it to me. Show me where he ever covered 7 years of the ministry of Jesus Christ after the rapture. No. He covered 3.5 years. But he covered on Israel, showing her in the book, the message, he covered it. There was 1 week left after the rapture. See, everybody linked that together to think that, well, there's a week after that. Brother Branham, you was teaching over here. See, that's when he got to the questions and answers they asked him. He was reading their mind. But he had answered by revelation. He was looking at what they said, but he had answered by revelation. And just like he was when he got into the seals and he said, it's gone from you. I believe the Bible has got to be revealed to you. I don't care if you know every word, letter perfect of a doctrine. You can have one God to perfection of a doctrine. Until that's revealed to you, you only got letters on a page. But then, God is so gracious until he can take one word out of the Bible and reveal to you one God. Just from one word. That's how marvelous God can do it. But it'll be perfect with the rest of the Bible. It won't be something different from what the Bible says. See, as a Baptist, I'd always tell you, oh, we believe in one God. Baptist doctrine is basic one God. But once you narrow them down, what is it? God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Because we didn't know that that was Trinitarianism, just like everything else was. I would argue with you about one God. I've told you about my brother, a Methodist preacher, 12 years college, but yet we'd argue over he was a Trinitarian. You know, before I ever come into message, I'd argue with him. No, no, there's not but one God. See, when Brother Moat nailed my hide to the wall and said, what do you believe? I said, one true and living God. He said, how do you believe it? I said, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. He said, you're Trinity just like the rest of them. I never argued with him, no 3 days, enough months or years. I immediately looked at him and said, because when he explained that a person is a personality and a personality is an individual, individual is a person, he said, you're Trinity just like the rest. I said, I don't believe that no more. That's what I said. It didn't take me 3 months. I knew exactly what he had done. Because he had put the Bible together in a simple illustration of one God. You're a father, you're a son, and you're a human. Now don't make three out of you. And that was simple. That answered the Bible to me. I didn't have to have 49 pages to be read. I saw immediately that I was wrong. All right, but what bothers me is the people that you can show them the Bible. Well, I don't know whether that means that or not. You got where the prophet explained that one? Well, on the 70 weeks, we do have where the prophet explained that one. See? Yeah. We do have that. So, we can go through it and cover it to where that you're going to have to argue with him. You're not going to be arguing with me. It wouldn't do you any good anyway, because I'm not a mathematician. But I know one thing about it. Brother Branham knows what he is saying. God vindicated what he is saying. And God opened the seals because he said he knew what the 70 weeks were. And he said, if you don't know what the 70 weeks of Daniel are, you can't understand the seals. Now, he said that. I didn't. But everybody in the message knows nothing about the 70 weeks of Daniel, but they know all about the seals. Come on. Is it right? Out there on the people hearing this, is it right? Your prophet said you can't understand it. I didn't say that. He said it. Go argue with him. Oh, Brother Dale's just a smart lady because he found them quotes. Well, all right. Make me a smart aleck. But what does the Bible say? Let me say what the Bible says. Brother Branham, it's in the 70 weeks. He said, let me stay with the Word of God. He said, there's one thing about it. I have to be close. Something to that degree. There's a paraphrase in that. I'm not getting exactly verbatim, but it's close to that. He said, then I'll know I got to be close to the truth. All right. Why can't we believe it? But like I said, the problem is when Brother Branham said there was 1 week left after the rapture. And when he made the drawing, and he left 1 week over here on this side after the rapture of the church. And that's the argument of the people. Right. So now, bring it on up this way closer, because I'll be referring to it a good bit. All right, you got your book with you. Let's go over to paragraph 95. Now, all of these tonight will be out of the 70th week of Daniel. Don't look the rest of the book. Don't look in sixfold purpose. Don't look in the instructions of Daniel. Go over to the number 3 book, which is the 70th week. Okay. Fall over, huh? All right. We'll try not to. I'll try to point, he said, at it. All right. But now listen. Go to paragraph 95. I told you the only way I can do that is because, or the reason we do that is because it's about 3 different books that you're dealing with. But in paragraph-wise, I found them to be basically close. Page-wise, you can't do it. Can everybody see that okay? You know, if it gets in the glare, we'll move it to another place. Is it okay? All right. You got it drawn on your drawing. The only thing I made is a couple of extra touch-ups to where I can express the message tonight. All right. Now listen to what the prophet says on paragraph 95 of the 70th week. Now what I'm reading is, we're going to read quite a few, about 8 paragraphs that we're going to read are 8 statements. Brother Brown says there's 1 week left after the rapture of the church. Now, then you say, well, he was wrong. Well, where are you right? Show me where you're right. See? Because if you can show where you're right, we should follow you. You know, and not Brother Branham. All right, listen now. Paragraph 95. 144,000 don't appear there. They're over. They appear not in the 3rd chapter. They're on over in the Scriptures further. And now we see that all this stuff was to take place was over in this time of the 70th week, the last week. Now, what's he talking about? Where's the 144,000 come in at? After the rapture, right? 144,000 comes after the rapture, God turning to Israel. He said it's over in the time of the 70th week, the last week. And if they've already had 69 weeks and lived it exactly the way God said they did, and it happened exactly the way God said it would do, then there's 1 more week promised to the Jews. And brethren, now just get ready and see. Listen how close we are. Last week, seventh year. You know how he gets tied up in his words sometimes. Look down at paragraph 97. And now we come up, and we got them up here to the rejecting of the Messiah. And from to the rejecting of the Messiah, the last week. You got the last week. All right. Look at paragraph 105. Now you read all in between here, but I'm just skipping because we'd be reading the whole book. Paragraph 105 of the same one now, the 70th week. Now we find out that down through the ages, we had the Holy Spirit come in, and then God, back in the beginning, began to tell them at the rejecting of Christ. God showed John exactly what would take place during the Gentile reign. Now see, we haven't got any limited time like the Jews, but we got a sign. We got we got a signpost. Well, God did with the Jews just exactly what he said he would do in them 69 years. Now, you know what he's saying. Or, it was 483 years, but 69 weeks. And 1 week left. 1 week is yet determined. All right. Go to paragraph 118. Paragraph 118, same book now. He's talking about the Pentecostal brethren applying this over here in the Laodicean and church age. They're in there sleeping through every one of these ages, waiting, and we which are alive the little remaining bunch over here, remain alive until the coming of the Lord will not hinder those which are asleep. For the trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we shall be caught up together with them. Amen. With them. Here we are meeting them here to go to meet the Lord in the air. And there you are. Where are we at? Right here. Where did the Messiah be cut off? Exactly where the word said. Where will that 70th week begin? Exactly after this church is cut off, then God returns to the Jews. Now, how many have we read? See, paragraph 162. I'm telling you, you read all in between. All right? Because you're going to pick up a whole lot more than I'm going to read to you. Paragraph 162. Now, when is God going to start their last week? When? It may be today. It may be before the sun sets tonight. God will declare it when it is. I don't know. I'm wondering. But I'm going to bring something here now in a few minutes. You know, and he goes on down to explain what he's talking about. But he said, when is God going to start their last week? Paragraph 165. Read in between it. Paragraph 165, and in the middle of the week, now here in the 70th, and now if these were 7 years, each one of the weeks, and we've already had 69 weeks, then we have the Gentile age, and then we're at the end of the Gentile age, and there is one more week left for the Jews. All right. To make sure you understand he knows what he's talking about, let's keep reading. And that's exactly 7 years. If this was 7 years, that is 7 years. Because he said, there is 70 weeks determined upon thy people. So we know we've got 7 years for the Jews. Is that true? Amen? Now look at it. If there's a question, I want to know it. And now in the middle of the week, the middle of this Jewish week, see, there's 3.5 years. Years, the Antichrist, the prince, a prince that is to come, and to remember he comes out of Rome, the prince that is to come. Now, go right on down through our reading and find out on the next page where Brother Brown says this statement. And in the midst of the 70th week, the Antichrist breaks his covenant with the Jew, thy people. All right? Go right on down. It's in the middle of the last. It's in the middle of that week that he breaks his covenant. Now, that's what he shows. He shows you exactly where the covenant is broken. He shows you exactly the coming of the Armageddon and where it's exactly at. So he knows exactly what he's talking about. All right. Paragraph 191. Excuse me. Stop on 189. Now, if this 69 weeks hit perfect, and the Jews are in their homeland now, and the Gentile church has hit exactly to the end time, to the Nicolaitan time, or to the Laodicean time, how close is the coming of the Lord? The end of all things. The end of this age and the rapture. The moment he starts that 70th week or 7 years, the church is gone. Okay, 191. These 69 weeks hit perfect and the going away of the Jew. All right. If you want to read all the way down, that's fine. But we're going to hit right in the middle of it on the paragraph 192 is my point. The moment he starts the 70th week or 7 years, the church is gone. All right? Now, 213. I want to get these out of the way, then we can go back to preaching. Now, this is where everybody gets confused when he starts saying about the prediction of 1977. Now, he said, I predicted it between now and 1933 and 1977. And not knowing it, God knows my heart. I never knowed it until yesterday that 1977 is the Jubilee, and exactly the same amount of time run out that he gave with Israel and everything at the end. So we're at, and here we are at the end of the age, at the coming in of the 70th week. Now, he's put about 8 or 9 quotes there of the 70th week. You'll find him in covering paragraph 166, 167, 168, 173, that it's in the 70th week that the Antichrist breaks his covenant in the midst of the week. And that's exactly what he shows here, because Armageddon is in the middle of the week. Armageddon is in the middle of the week over there. He never put 7 years of ministry past the rapture, nowhere. If you can see it better like that, that's fine. I can read it. Yeah. I can read it. No problem. All right. Paragraph 221. Brother Branham says, those two witnesses are killed in the midst of the week. The two witnesses are killed in the midst of the week. So he's got it. He knows exactly. Never did he teach 7 years of ministry after the rapture. But he did teach it was 1 week after the rapture. Well, that's right. I know it. That's where people are confused at. Because you can't set down. People have this problem. Now, I'm saying it because I'm human and I know I've done it. People have the problem of trying to figure out. And you cannot figure out God in the Bible. You can't figure out dates and times and seasons. It's somewhere, I'm pretty sure, in this 70th week. But the other day I was listening to him on a message, and he said that the reason, I'm sure it's in here, he said the reason God let, in other words, I'm paraphrasing the statement, I made it the other day. It's just a paraphrase, so I can get the exact statement if you want it. He said the reason God allowed a flood to come into being because it would tilt the earth off its axis. And he said the reason it would tilt the earth off its axis, he said it would throw you from 360 days to a year, you know, 30 days to a month under prophetic. He said it would throw it into 365 and a fourth, and there's no way for you to calculate it. He said thereby God wanted the church to not be able to figure out something by dates and times and seasons. He said the flood came to where man, the bride, the church, he said, would keep watching because they would not know exactly when the Messiah was coming. Now that's what the flood came about. You say, well, no, the flood came because of the, you know, yeah, well, that's good. You're reading. But read the rest of what he said. It was done to keep you and I to where we can't understand. I'm telling you, the Bible and right around the drawing is exactly alike. Right. But when you look at it and you try to figure it out, you get the whole thing figured out in the wrong place. Because we know for certain Jesus came right here, and we know He'll come right here through the two witnesses. Right. Yeah. That's why the prophet would always, after this message of the 70 weeks, he would always make the statement, he said, 70 weeks equals 7 years. He never taught anywhere after then that 70 weeks was 490 years. The only message he done it on was the 70 weeks of Daniel. And in that he was explaining God dealing with Israel. Never did he believe the whole 7 years would be over here. He said, but there's 1 week, 7 years. But it's what I showed you. That's what we went through it. Go back into sixfold purpose and read where the prophet said the last thing is to anoint the most holy, and he said it's in the millennium when the holy is anointed, because it's the city. And we are the anointing to the temple. We don't ride back in the millennium to fight a battle. Actually, there's a direct quote in the 70 weeks book that Brother Branham says when those 144,000 will see him will be the millennium. They don't see him in the tribulation. They see him through two witnesses. Right? But in the millennium, they see him. I'll lose my voice. I gotta quit. I get to trying to preach. And I'll lose my voice out. I better get me some water or Coke. Richard did Lifetime, got me some Coke. But now listen. I've been trying to show you the Bible is correct. Because I believe that. I believe the drawing the prophet made is identically the same as the Bible. All right. Now look at what he made. Because he was reading the Bible, that's where he got it from. That there are 69 weeks that God dealt with Israel. Each week is 7 years. So, that's 483 years, because there was 49 years in the building of the temple, which was 7 weeks. We'll read it. Then there's 434 years that he dealt with Israel after the building of the temple. That comes out to be exactly 483 years, or 69 weeks. 69 times 7, 483. Right? See? He knew exactly what he was saying. All right? But that's where people don't follow him. They had their own concept of what he was saying. The old denominational doctrine of the denominational system was that there would be 7 years of tribulation. Now, some of you can't remember long enough or don't want to. I can well remember when I was back there. And I can well remember what was taught back there. Because I did myself. That's the reason I can remember what I taught. I can remember what they taught because that's what I was teaching. Well, I never was hooked up with all that stuff. No, you never was nothing there, and you probably ain't nothing now. So is that good enough? No. Hate to be sarcastic, but it's true. But listen, church. The old denominational system says there's 1 week after the rapture. 7 years after the rapture. But you've got to be careful the way they bring it. Because they bring it like this. They bring me and you through here. The old denominational teaching, you may not know it, but you can go check on it. Do like Brother Dick does. Find you a good Baptist and ask him. He'll explain to you that one of these days, the bride of Christ is going to go through 3.5 years of minor tribulation. And then, there will be great catastrophes, great things happen, and the world will go into a major, major tribulation. And when it does, see, the bride is gone in that first 3.5, and she's not here for the last 3.5. Everybody thinks that's what Brother Branham taught, but he never did. Thank you. He never taught nothing like that. Well, they teach 1 week out of the rapture, and he taught 1 week out of the rapture. That's how much you know. Show me where he taught 1 week after the rapture. Well, you just read the quote. Show me where he ever preached that there was 7 years after the rapture that equaled out to be 365 and a fourth days to the year. Show it to me anywhere. Because the minute we go in the rapture, God goes back to 360 days to the year. The book of Daniel says that. The book of Revelation says that. 42 months. 1260? God has never dealt with anybody on 365 and a fourth. That's why you can't figure it out, see? That's what he done. He placed that in there to where it can't be calculated by mankind. Never did God deal with 365 and a fourth. He's not dealing with that. That's why the Gentiles have no certain time. The Jews have certain times. They got 490 years. They got 70 weeks. But we have no set time. And by doing that, you cannot calculate nothing on the basis of 365 and a fourth. You've got to calculate everything in God 360 days to the year, 30 days to the month. Because God never dealt with man. You say, well, the world. Yeah, the world. After the flood, The world went to calculating 365 and a fourth. But that didn't change God. Israel never got 365 and a fourth in their time of 69 weeks. That's why you can't calculate it. They got 360 because that's what God deals with. Come on, church. He said we were the only ones out of orbit. He said all them planets out there, all of them stars, he said they're perfectly in orbit. We're the only one that's out of orbit. Go back to Greatest Battle Ever Fought if you don't believe that and listen to it. Because, see, our mind is what's out of orbit. Our brain. But, Brother Dale, you read that there's 1 week. I read what the prophet said, and the prophet is saying, because I got a quote, I'll find it here in just a minute. He said, God deals with 360 days. Not 365 and a fourth. See, that's the catch to find out where it'll all fit together. All right? Now, go to Daniel 9:25. We look at the drawing up here, and that's exactly where Brother Branham got it. 7 weeks, 490 years, 62 weeks, 434 years, equaled out to be 483 years. 69 weeks. So let's see if the Bible says that. Verse 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment, I'll give you that in a minute because the Brother Brown will give you the exact date that they do it on. It's March the 14th. I'll find it. I mean, he gives 445 B.C. March the 14th. But that's where the catch is going to come in a minute. Because you're dealing with two calendars. And I'll give you a key too, and I'll repeat this immediately in one of the thoughts in a minute. The calendar's been changed 3 times. That I know of 3 times that I could find. 1 year only, 1 year had 13 months in it. 1 year only had, according to another calendar change, only had 260-something days in it. Because they were throwing the stars back in line. Hey, did you read in the paper the other day? We lost a second or gained one? We gained a whole second. What are they saying? Because that's throwing those clocks back on perfect time. See? That's why that Easter doesn't ever fall on the same date like the 4th of July. It's always got to make that cycle of those moons and things. It don't fall on no certain doings. But now listen. Let's read it. We'll go. Know ye therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. I told you, when they come to Jesus, they didn't even know the Bible. Because when they come to Jesus and he was talking about the temple, they said, we're 46 years in building this temple. That's in the Bible. They said, we're 46 years in building this temple. Jesus said, go right ahead and do what you want to. And said, I'll raise it up in 3 days. He was talking about who he was, wasn't he? But see, they say 46. Why do they show for 46? Because they do not believe that God was doing it. But see, the key is what we read in Daniel. The key is, it says, the street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. That's the answer to when they were saying to Jesus, it's 46. See, because it was 49. We just read it. It was 7 weeks. 1 week equals 7 years. That's on page paragraph 72 and 73. Of the 70th week. 1 week equals 7 years. He had the people to quote it. He said, quote with me. 1 week equals 7 years. So there were 7 years in the building of the temple. Seven sevens is 49. 49. So Brother Branham put it up. Now he says, he covered it on paragraph 61. He says the 70 weeks of Daniel is divided into three periods. 7 weeks, 62 weeks, 1 week. 3 periods. All right? So now watch what he's saying. Because if 7 times 7 is 49, and 7 times 62 is 434, then Israel got 483 years, or 69 weeks. And that's what the book says. Do we need to read it again? That's what the Bible says. Know ye therefore and understand from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to rebuild Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Now, everybody wants to make Brother Branham wrong. See? Now show me where the Bible said that God dealt with Israel for 69 and a half weeks. I want a scripture for it. Because that's what everybody's teaching. The Bible never said that. The prophet never said that. The Bible says 69 weeks. The prophet said 69 weeks. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right, listen. Do you understand what... If you say that Brother Branham was wrong and is only 3.5 years after the rapture, then you got to say that there was 69 and a half back there. And it wasn't 69 and a half back there. There was 69. Well, what it is, Brother Dale. Hey, I think. What it is, Brother Dale, that the 3.5 years back there, you know, was 3.5 years where Jesus come on the scene, and then he preached 3.5 years. So that would make 69 and a half weeks. Where's your Bible for it? Where's your Bible that God dealt with Israel 69 and a half weeks back there? I'll sit down if you'll show it to me. See, that's what you're calculating, and you're automatically off because you've missed it, because you're trying to calculate 365 and a fourth. You've never got down yet to what I'm saying. God only deals through 360 days to the year. He does not deal nowhere 365 and a fourth. I don't care how much you say he was back there dealing. Check where he started and where he ended it. Come on, check where he started and where he ended it. He started the commandment to restore on March the 14th, 434 B.C. Now I'm trying to show you what people are saying. They say, 445, excuse me. They say Jesus preached 3.5 years back there. And I agree with that. I know it's true. But they're trying to make it into 70 weeks and it won't work. Because you'd have him 69 and a half weeks back there and you're off the Bible and you're off the prophet's message. But what it was, though, that's when Jesus started. I'm glad Brother Branham said that. Right. I'm glad Brother Branham was the one that said it. All right. I'll have to find it through here because it doesn't got a way ahead. All right, paragraph 64, Brother Ryan says the commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem was on March the 14th, B.C. 445. All right. Now, what's the point? 445, I'm trying to find that quote, and I'll find it in a minute, so forgive me, I'll have to come back and repeat something in a minute. That'd be fine. Now, Jesus rode into Jerusalem April the 2nd, A.D. 30, on Palm Sunday. Now, I failed to write that point down. It's over in my notes, so if somebody finds it, call it back to me, and I'll give you the paragraph number. Paragraph 86. Paragraph 80. Okay, I got it wrote down here, but let's go to paragraph 80 and just read that now to make sure. Paragraph 80. Look what the prophet said. This is in the 70th week. And now Jesus, Messiah, rode into the city of Jerusalem triumphant on the back of a white mule on Palm Sunday. Now Palm Sunday is one Sunday before Easter, right? Look at the calendar if you're questioning me on the tape, look at the calendar. Palm Sunday is the Sunday before Easter Sunday. So between Palm Sunday of Jesus riding into Jerusalem, A.D. 30, April the 2nd, and Easter Sunday, Jesus was crucified. So you can't put there and add him to the ministry then and put him 3.5 years of preaching if you try to pick him up at 30. Well, Jesus was 33. That's how much you know. Jesus wasn't born. Jesus wasn't crucified in A.D. 33. Oh, I got a quote here from Brother Brown. Okay, go ahead, but you got this quote too. Jesus was crucified in A.D. 30. You know why? Because he was born about 4 B.C. Jesus was born 4 B.C. because they could not calculate it and get it correct, so they went ahead and started off with it, but they were wrong on their calculation because Jesus was born about 4 B.C. and he died in A.D. 30. You say, well, 4 B.C. and A.D. 30, that's 34 years. You're not counting correctly. You better downgrade this to higher. 4 to 3 is 1, 3 to 2 is 1, 2 to 1 is 1. You don't start at 0. You start back over at 2 on the other side. Calculate it on paper and see if it ain't right. Jesus was born in 4 B.C., crucified in A.D. 30, was 33 years old. See, that's how much your prophet knew. Maybe he didn't put it on the paper like that, but he knew somebody would be able to put it down there to carry it on. All right, but you see, that's what he done. He rode in now, and Brother Brown even gave the time. Hey, I know the next page where he says A.D. 33. I don't mind giving you that. That's paragraph 84. Brother Brown said he was killed in A.D. 33. But he's already told you over here he was crucified in A.D. 30. So now you argue about what he's doing or what he's saying. Because see, it was 33 to the 365 and the 4th. Right? To the 365 and the 4th calendar, it was 33. To the 360, it was A.D. 30. You see how your prophet knew exactly what he was talking about? And so mathematically correct. But now we'll go on just for a little bit. So now watch, it was, the commandment was given, paragraph 64. The commandment was given to rebuild and restore the temple on March the 14th, 445 B.C. All right? Now, 445 B.C. to A.D. 30 is 475. Anybody need mathematical calculations on that? Put it on your paper in front of you. Brother Brown said that's where the mistake is. He said because it's supposed to be 483. But said it's 475. He said we got a problem. We got 8 years difference. All right, let's read paragraph 80 and 82. I mean 80 and 81. See, I know that this gets boring to your thoughts, but I'm trying to prove to you how correct the Bible is. The Bible is perfectly correct. We just read out of the Bible. It's 69 weeks. Add them up. 7 weeks. 62. See? Make 69. Then you come over 1 week left. And that's the way the prophet drawed it out. Let's see if I can find paragraph 80. No wonder. I'm doing like telling y'all not to do it, and I'm sitting over and doing the same thing. I'm in the wrong book. Well, we just read it. See? And now Jesus, Messiah, rode into the city of Jerusalem, paragraph 80, triumph on the back of a white mule on Palm Sunday, April the 2nd, A.D. 30. Jesus rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, A.D. 30, and now that from B.C. 445 to A.D. 30 is exactly 475 years. But as we have already seen, that the 69 weeks makes 483 years. Now, there is where the trouble comes, right there. Now, we've got only, with the marking of the Bible here, only 475 years. And he's talking about dates upon your Bible calculation. And actually, it's 483 years, a difference of 8 years. Now, how are you going to get that calculated? Paragraph 82. Now, God can't make it miss. If he said it would be so many days, it's so many days. If he said it's so much, it's so much. So, what are we going to do? Now, the BC 475 to AD 30 are Julian, are astronomical years, which are 365 and a fourth in each. But when we reduce them to days to our prophetic calendar. Now, reduce them to your prophetic calendar. All right. 475. Now, if you want to write these down, you'd be glad to do it. Now, I may miss the decimal point on it, so don't worry about it. 475 multiplied by 365 and a fourth comes out to 17,349,375. Now, you got a decimal point that comes in there, so you got to move that in. That's what it turns out to be. Calculate. You got a computer? I mean, a calculator? Run your calculator. That's what Brother Brown just said. He said, we got to reduce it to prophetic calendar. So 475 is 365 and a fourth. Multiply that, and it comes out to be 17,349,375. Divide that by 360 and see what you got. Because you see, the 475 is 365 and a fourth. Multiply 365 and a fourth by 475, you got to 17 million and something. Divide that by 360, because he said you got to get the prophetic calendar. 360 days, 30 days to the month. Now watch. Divided by 360 turns out to be 8,481.92708. 360 divided into your 17,349,375 turns out to be 483.92708. So you round that out to numbers and it's 482 years. Brother Branham had he was 1 year. You say, well, you're correcting Brother Branham? Nope. Calendars changed 3 times in there. I just illustrated that. So it would be easy to miscalculate 1 year. Come on. He says 483. It comes out to be 482. He's not wrong. He knows what he's talking about. You add 3.5 more years to that and see where you come to. I got those mathematical calculations for you if you'd like them. You put 3.5 years onto there like people's trying to do with Brother Branham and where you wind up at. Instead of 483, you got 485 point something, something, something. I ain't a mathematician. I'm just telling you, do what the prophet said. The prophet said 475 years is based upon, from 445 B.C. to A.D. 30, is based upon Julian calendar. 365 and a fourth days. But he said, we've got to reduce that to prophetic calendars. All right, we reduced it to 360 days and come out with 482. That's very close to what the prophet said. And your calendars has changed in that time. Now, the argument is over, as I said, whether or not when Jesus was crucified or whether to start your time or whatever. Brother Branham says, I'm trying to get in a hurry, Brother Branham says, paragraph 88, paragraph 97, and paragraph 98, that when Jesus was rejected, paragraph 88, 97, and 98, when Jesus was rejected and was crucified in AD 30, Don't add 3.5 years to AD 30. You come out on the wrong side of the scale. But see, Brother Branham said, and the Bible says 483. Brother Branham got it to 482. That's very close. That's close enough for me. He said, no, it's got to be exact. Your calendars have changed so many times, you can't calculate it. 1 year had 200-something days. 1 year had 13 months. You can't calculate. You said, that's true under that. That's right, but it's under the other. And Brother Branham, when he come up to that point, he left us still wondering what's going on. Because the closest he got was 482. You still can't calculate. But what I'm trying my best to get you to see, folks, is the Bible shows you 483 years and shows you 1 week left. Brother Branham's drawing that he made showed you that. But never did he show you 1 week of 365 and a fourth days after the rapture. There is no such thing, now listen, there is no such thing as 360 days to the year and being 7 years after the rapture of time because you got to go to the millennium with it. It's not 7 years and then the millennium starts. That's what I've tried my best to prove, Brother Branham, I'm telling you and showing you the last thing to happen is to anoint the Most Holy. That's in the millennium. The Bible says there's sixfold purpose, right? Life was to anoint the Most Holy. That's in the millennium. All right, Brother Dale, what are you saying? After the rapture of the church, there's 3.5 years. 1,260 days, those two prophets prophesy. Armageddon, your prophet put it right on the drawing, middle of the week, Armageddon. Never did he change that. Go show me in the seal book where he changed that. Because you're dealing with an Antichrist covenant. God never made a covenant for 7 years. He had 7 years of ministry. Satan copied after it, or typed after it, and come up with a 7-year period after the rapture, and he breaks his covenant, not in the middle of what God is doing, he breaks his covenant in the middle of the 70th week. See, Armageddon is a termination of forces. What's going to happen after this? I know Brother Branham's got 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. What's going to happen in Armageddon? Go back and read your Bible. We'll be glad to cover it maybe next time. There comes a cleansing of the earth. There's time over there to where there'll be a cleansing of the earth. Then the millennium starts. There ain't going to be no dead buried in the millennium. Ain't going to be nobody killed in the millennium. See, then the last week covers into the millennium. So somewhere, I'm pointing on the drawing to the people here, somewhere in that time right here, the millennium takes place. And Brother Branham was exactly right then. And knowed exactly what he was doing. Then when they asked him questions afterward, Brother Branham, you said there's 1 week left. He said, no, nay. He said, you misunderstood me. He said, never was there one week left of the ministry of Jesus Christ over here. Right. Now, what was he talking about? The week of the ministry of Jesus Christ. There's no such thing after the rapture of 1 week of total earthly time. You're not getting what I've tried to preach so hard. Of the sixfold purpose. It's got to go into the millennium. In the millennium will be Israel as a nation. We're there on a honeymoon. They build the temple. We come back to the temple. We are the anointing to the temple, Revelation 19. We are the anointing to the temple, the prophet said, in the 70 weeks book. We don't come back to fight. I've heard preachers preach. We're going to come back, boy, we're going to fight with him. We're on them white horses. We just fight. We just kill all them. Now the word out of the mouth of two prophets brings Armageddon. They're already killed before Armageddon. So it's 144,000 done killed, according to the Bible, according to the prophet. Of course, this big man, this message said, no, they don't get killed. Well, I don't care what he says. The Bible said it. The prophet said it. The 144,000 or two witnesses are killed somewhere before Armageddon takes place. But the Bible said out of their mouth, out of their mouth goes a flaming sword, a two-edged flaming sword, which is the Word. They call down them earthquakes and things. They call down them plagues upon earth. Said nobody'd know better how to do it than Elijah and Moses. Alright? But you see what I'm talking about? The prophet never taught that there were 7 years of earthly time after the rapture. See, we're dealing in earthly time. What I mean, earthly time will end when the millennium starts. Sure, it will still be time because it's a promise in the Bible that man would live 1,000 years to prove the sin curse is gone. That's the reason you have a millennial reign as far as we're concerned. But it's a promise to Israel that to David, that his son would sit on the throne for 1,000 years. It's not the son of David Solomon either. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody just argues over 3.5 or 7. They don't ever go in there and see what the prophet said. And see that the Bible's right. The Bible covers 483 years up to Calvary. The prophet covers 483 years up to Calvary. The Bible covers 1 week after the rapture. The prophet covers 1 week after the rapture. That's why Satan makes his covenant for a week, because he knows what God's going to do in that week to Israel. In that week to Israel, he's going to make an end of sin. He's going to bring in everlasting righteousness. He's going to seal up the vision and the prophets and things. And he's going to anoint the most holy. In the millennium. See, I've never heard that taught by anybody. They can't take it into the millennium because they don't understand. They can't take it into the millennium and deal with the millennium. It's to the Jews. It's not to me and you. In the millennium, the 144,000 will be there, plus 12 more thousand from Dan and Ephraim will be there. Because the prophet says that it goes back to perfect order in the millennium. You know what perfect order is? 13 tribes. 13 tribes is the perfect order because that's what it would have been had sin not entered through Dan and Ephraim. The Levites was to be in the middle and never to had to battle or anything. They were to take care of the temple. But once sin entered the picture, you had to shift everything around and brought in the Levites to be covered under the 12 to make it come out correctly. But see, in the millennium, there'll be those other two tribes. Go to your seal book and see where the prophet taught that. Go to the sixth seal and see if the prophet didn't teach. Go to the fifth or sixth, one or two, and see if he didn't teach that they'll come back in perfect tribal order in the millennium. Hey, I got questions. I'd like to ask a lot of people. I get asked questions a lot. What's God going to do with that other 24,000? Come on, he's going to put Dan and Ephraim back in the millennium. That means 24,000 is going to be added back. That'll be 24,000 plus 144,000. Because that's what the Bible says. The Bible said they'd be taken out under heaven. Right? Come on. Am I in the seal book? They'd be taken out under heaven. When Dan and Ephraim went out of them golden calves, under heaven their name was taken out, but not in heaven. So in the millennium, they come back in perfect order. But the prophet said to us Gentiles, our name will be taken out in heaven. Because we don't have no promise of restoration like that. Israel has a promise that they'll come back to perfect tribal order in Ezekiel. It gives perfect order. But you and I don't have it. Our name's taken out. They're blotted out eternally. I don't believe in eternal hell, Brother Dale. I don't either, but I believe in eternal judgment. If you're cast away from God, that's eternal, because you can never be restored. I didn't say you'd live eternal. I said that's eternal because God can't bring you back anywhere. But you see what's happened to the people to get in their mind. Well, Brother Branham, he was wrong on this, and he's right over here, and we need to study that. We don't need to. Why? It's the plan of redemption. Whatever puts Israel in the millennium will put us in the millennium. What is it? The sixfold purpose applies to me and you in the basis that what? At Calvary, God done away with sin. He brought in everlasting righteousness. He sealed it up until the last days and revealed it through the prophet to you and I. And He's already anointed us by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So you don't have to anoint again. The headstone is not an anointing like some separate anointing. It's a furtherment of what you got. Because once the temple was dedicated back there in the days of Solomon and anointed, go read your Bible. Go read your prophet. When it was restored, who was it, Jeremiah and them that brought it back in, or who it was brought it back in when it was restored, they didn't anoint it. The temple wasn't anointed again. Because it done been anointed one time. Read your Bible. That's what I'm trying to get you to do, folks, is read your Bible. If you got a question about Brother Branham, read your Bible. But yet take what Brother Branham says to be able to read the Bible for understanding. And he said Jesus rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, April the 2nd, A.D. 30. I believe that. That meant he had already preached 3.5 years. So Jesus' ministry had to start back here. 3.5 years before Calvary. And I'm showing the people when the last one, they can't even figure it out. How was Jesus born in April and crucified in April and preached 3.5 years? Explain that. Come on, the Bible said he was born in April. Your prophet said lambs are born in April. Right? And he was crucified in April the 7th. What would that be? April the 2nd and then 7th? April the 9th. April the 9th would be the time he was coming up out of the tomb. So he was actually crucified about April the 7th. A.D. 30. But see, the Bible shows you the truth of it. The Bible says that the high priest had to be becoming 30. So Jesus entered the ministry when he was 29.5 years old, exactly as the Bible said, becoming 30. When you're 29.5, you already can tell everybody you're 30. I get tickled at all of us about our ages and things. You know, you say to the kids sometimes, "Hey, kids, how old are you?" "So I'm 15. I'm 15 and a half. Right? But then when you get about 55, "Oh, you're 56. "No, I'm 55 and a half." Reverse, don't it? But church, listen. It's not just giving you dates and times and seasons that I'm talking about. It's showing you Brother Branham knows exactly what he's talking about. And Brother Branham preached it exactly the way the Bible says it. Then that way I can believe he was a prophet. Because how would he have known these things? Like I said, he probably never took a calculator. He probably never had a calculator in his hand to figure out the 475 multiplied by 365 and a fourth and then divide it by 360. He probably done it on paper. But he come out with a number, 482. That's close enough to me to 483, because if you add 3.5 years to that, where are you going to come out to be? You're going to come out to 485. You're going to miss it totally. See, I mean, that may not mean a thing to you, but it means the Bible is perfect to me, and the prophet was perfect. Show me where in the Bible that Jesus preached 69 and a half weeks back there. Show me where Brother Branham said he did. I've just shown you for an hour and a half that the Bible says he was 483 years, 69 weeks. He was crucified. You come back in the last days and give Israel one more week. Not week of ministry. Come on, he immediately jumps with Israel to 3 and a half years, and we're going on 365 to 4. He doesn't start dealing with Israel for 360. In the world, if you're left here, you're going to be dealing 365 and a fourth after the rapture. But to Israel, he drops back. That's how perfect he is. When he deals with them, it's exactly to the time. Jesus never preached 3 and a half years under 365 and a fourth. You won't calculate it with the book of Revelation, because the book of Revelation says 1260 days. That's 3 and a half years. Daniel says time, times, and a half time. That's 3 and a half. Time, times is 2, 1, 2, 3 and a half. Brother Brown knows exactly what he's talking about. An uneducated person, but a man that God could speak to. I hope this has been more than just numbers to you. That you can see Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because if he'd reveal it to me and you, and let us see it, and see how perfect it was, we ought to be able to believe it. But we ought to realize that God doesn't deal with us under the 360s. He doesn't deal with us under 365 and a four. He deals with you and I by revelation. By revelation into our heart. Let's stand. Come on. Oh, boy. See, I believe it. Write down your questions as we go along. We get a chance, we'll go to questions and answers on this. And we'll cover it. We'll talk about, well, what is this? But if you differ with me, that's no problem. I wish people would understand that. If you argue with me or fuss with me about, I don't. If you get mad as a horn about me, that ain't gonna change me. But I don't think it's like Brother Ratliff had that saying when they said that Brother Branham, you know, said that, you know, you're supposed to be able to bitterly differ with a person and love them just as much after you got through as you did before. Brother Ratliff said, well, if you don't love them before, you'd love them the same after you got through arguing with them. I don't agree with that. You know, I don't agree with that. I believe the revelation will make you love anybody. You tell me you got a revelation of Jesus Christ and you don't love everybody. There's no way that I can harbor hate in my heart for anybody. Why? Because God never harbored any for me. And listen, if he said that Israel gets 490 years and that's 70 weeks, and then he turned around and said, how many times do you forgive? He said, 70 times 7. Listen now, that ain't all that scripture. Do you know it? Now, if you can find it for me in a hurry, we'll get it. That ain't all that scripture. It's 490. See, and he said again, if he asks you. Next verse is, and again, if he asks you. Right? And again, if he asks you. So it's not stopping on 490. You'd say, well, Brother Colley, I've forgiven Brother Dale 489 and a half so far, so I'm close to 490. What am I going to do out of then? You got to forgive me again. You got to do it because I'm going to ask you. And say, forgive me. And it don't make no difference then how much longer it is. I'll keep saying, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Because that's what I want to be in Christ. Let's sing this 152 in the Red Book. Living by faith. Anybody have a need? The altar's open. Lord, I know ruleth for everything, and all of my weary is fine. living by faith in Jesus above. Are you? Trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm saved in His sheltering arms. I'm living by revelation. Because it's not time to the Gentile this revelation. It's a revelation that ends things for the Gentiles. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Voice of an archangel. A revelation. To speak to us. Church, listen. When I started talking about the prophets and the way God's dealing, think about it. He's dealing with you greater than He did with the Old Testament prophets. Because those Old Testament prophets never saw Jesus Christ like you see Him by revelation. They said, thus saith the Lord, many times. Go back to, I believe it's Ezekiel, at this thousands of times, and he said, thus saith the Lord. One of them, Jeremiah, one of them. But see, it's not thus saith the Lord when you see it. You know what it is? I say unto thee. That's what people didn't catch with Brother Branham. They wanted him to stand there and say, thus saith the Lord. And that was wonderful because that was God transmitting to a man. But he said, it's gone beyond that now. He said, it's speaking the word. He said, I say unto you. He got on marriage and divorce. He said, I say unto you. But listen to him. Go back to some of the healings where he said, I say unto you. And watch it. He knew maybe they didn't catch it. He said, thus saith the Lord. Well, people probably got healed under that. They didn't get it under the spoken word. But if you turn down the spoken word, it'll do you no good. But I can stand here right now and read to you all night long, thus saith the Lord. Because this is His word. But when it dropped down in there, out of that, into my heart, then I can say, I say unto thee. Believe what's said and see where God put it. That's what I'm challenging you. That's what I've been challenging on this series. Just like I did on that 1982 when I preached the seal. I told you Friday, or last Wednesday. It's the same thing I'm doing now. Challenging you to believe God's word. Put it on the word one time. Put it just on the word and just say, that's it. Anything you need, put it on the word and just say, God, that's it. Amen. It's not trying to vindicate Brother Dale. It's to vindicate God's word. Because the word said it. Pray. Have been unto perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Father, we lay our hands upon our little sister, Lord, condemning this sickness of this ear. Satan, you take your hand off of God's property, because it's been committed into the hands of our Lord and Savior. And now we condemn that demon of sickness in Jesus' name. Believe and see. Yeah. anybody else that just have a need. Of his word and have peace and contentment always. You must do his sweet will to be free from all. On the altar you're all you must lay. Do you believe it? If you're all on the altar of sacrifice lay, your heart that the Spirit can hold, you can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest when as you yield him your body and oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessing for which we have prayed. Till our body and soul he does fully control, and they're all on the altar in place. If you're all on the altar of sacrifice place, your heart that the Spirit controls, you can only be and our peace and sweet rest as you yield your body and soul. Who can tell all the love, can you? From above, and how happy our hearts will be made of the fellowships we shall share at his feet when are all on the altar. Have we laid it all on the altar? If you're all on the altar of sacrifice, your heart does the Spirit control. Here's the key. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Amen. I may not have given the title to the message, so I'll make sure. The Bible reveals the 70 weeks. The Bible reveals the 70 weeks. That's all we can depend upon is the Bible. Isn't it? Anybody need it, we sing this song, then we'll go home.
Of you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my in what you may it be a sweet, sweet sound in your
Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your love, your grace, your kindness. Thank you for all things. We pray now as we go home that it wouldn't be just a night of saying, well, we just heard about a bunch of numbers and how they fit, but it would be showing the revelation of Jesus Christ. That the Bible shows it. The prophet showed it. Then why would we argue about what he would have to say? Because what we need is a revelation. And then we'll see where we're at. Guide us now. Take care of everybody on the way home. Give a safe journey. Bring us all back together in you in Jesus' name. You're dismissed.
Long hail King Jesus.